Fred Film Radio, Venice Production Bridge at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival and from the Venice Production Bridge with his director Pascal Dio. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
My first question is very easy. Why the change of name this year? Why the Production Bridge?
We wanted to have a strong sign to change things and to, at the same time, develop what we have been doing from the beginning. It's really to focus on production. So that's why we have decided to change the word Venice Film Market to Venice Production Bridge, keeping in mind that for us, we have to offer as many services as possible to producers. There is the basic element of a market. We have market screenings, we have a digital video library, we have indeed some booths, and we have a dedicated space for the sales agent and the distributor so that they can meet and so on and so on. But it's true that from the beginning, it has not been the way we wanted to go to. So that's why we have indeed now more and more emphasized on the productions.
Yeah, we were talking last year in our interview that you wanted to do something more specific, that the Venice Film Market, now Venice Production Bridge, needed to be more identified in a place where people can meet and talk.
That's right.
So different from the others.
Totally different, yeah. It's a really a networking place. And that's why we're in the mini services that we are organizing, apart from the Venice Gap financing market, we have also the Final Cut in Venice, and we have a new initiative this year, which is the book adaptation rights area, which is a dedicated space in which I have invited 15 renowned international publishing houses or publishers to come to present all their titles. Not only we have not selected books as it happens in all the other festivals, but I preferred asking the publishers to come with, of course, their new titles, but as well as their catalogs and libraries. So that, and the aim, always with the same philosophy, is to really start long-term relationship with the producers, to know them a little bit better, what they are looking for, and so on and so on.
So how does this work, I mean, practically? So you invited those publishers, and then they come here.
Yeah.
Are they one-to-one meetings? Are you?
Yes.
Is the Venice Production Bridge managing these meetings, or
we are helping them to manage and to have one-to-one meeting? We have, of course, put into contact them together with the producers before the market, so that they can buy their own already set up. Quite a lot of meetings, and then now we will have someone, which is Virginie France, who will be specifically in charge of putting together for these one-to-one meetings, and we are, of course, helping them to this.
But I'm really curious about this. Are they the producers asking you something that they are looking for so you can put them in touch with the right publishers, or is it more like a loose...
It's more
talk.
A loose talk, first of all, what is interesting is that it's the first time for the publishers to be in an international market like that. Mm-hmm. Because, as I was saying, usually it's books which are selected.
Single books.
So if the producer is not interested by the book, it will not even show up. There it's different, because you have the possibility of meeting Gallimard or De Agostini or De Planeta and so on. So to meet, I would say, the complete publishing house with everything. And this is, I would say, what is interesting.
How did you work in selecting the publishers?
I have worked, to be totally honest, I have worked with Virginie France in selecting the most popular ones. The most popular ones, in fact, and the most diverse ones. Mm-hmm. So we have everything. We have also some graphic novels and comics books who are there. We have a small publisher who is just doing genre film, fantasy, science fiction, horror, and so on, which is a good choice also. And we have the classic, if I can say so, like Gallimard, Flammarion, De Agostini, and so on.
The big ones.
The big ones.
besides this, the Venice Production Bridge has a very intense schedule of meetings and panels. Besides the classic Creative Europe Day, which we always long to go to every year because it's always very interesting. There is a focus on China this year, which is really big, really intense, and really like over 2 days more. Can you tell us something about that?
But those panels have been initiated by Annika, as you know. But it's true that this year we have a quite strong Chinese presence because even in the exhibition area we have two stands, one with a China Film Promotion company and the other one from the Shanghai International Film Festival. I know that they have also Bridging Over the Dragon or something like that in the Venice Days. So it's true that it's something which already started, I would say, two years ago.
The Chinese
are becoming more and more involved into not only Venice, because we have seen that in Cannes, for instance, they were also having a China Night or something like that. And so that's why it's important also, because they are also, as you know, looking for more and more international co-production treaties with European countries to meet all of them and to discuss with them.
In your experience going around to festivals, looking at the market, building up the Venice Production Bridge, which is the result, I believe, of your analysis of the market, otherwise would have been pointless. Which is the tendencies that the market is going towards now, and is the potential crisis over? The crisis that we talked about a lot a couple of years ago.
I have been in this business for 36 years now. I had a crisis every year. It's part of the usual complaints of the market and of this. You have always less buyers, less sellers, and so on. I think the real tendency, and that's why we have opened, for instance, the Venice Gap financing market to innovative projects also.
What do you consider as an innovative project?
It's television, television series, web series, and virtual reality and interactive projects. So that's why we have also we are going into this new trend, because we are really at the beginning of the VR era, if VR, I can say so, because it's and as you know, we have also within the festival a special VR theater and so on and so on. So it's true that. We are automatically, I do believe that now film markets, it's not, the border between film and television web series is becoming thinner and thinner. It's almost disappearing anymore. Producers, directors, actors are doing everything at the same time. So it makes sense for me to present a global kind of market, even if, of course, because we are in the Venice Film Festival, film will be the core, but to open it to all the other ancillary, if I can say genre and so on.
One final question about the Final Cut in Venice, which is a program that's really interesting. Can you tell us again what it's about?
It's, in fact, we are selecting six work in progress coming from Africa and five Middle East territories, Jordan, Palestine, Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. We have this year over 3 days organize, of course, screenings in one of our theater so that they can buyers, distributors, but not only, also post-production companies can go and see the film, because they are looking most of the time for post-production money or works or whatever. And besides that, we have attached to this workshop, we have around 10 partners who are either giving cash prizes and awards or in-kind money, if I can say so. So they are giving 1 month of editing, for instance, or something like that. So, and we are working quite a lot of partners, going from Titra to SubT, going from the CNC to Rye Cinema, who is buying the broadcasting rights of one film, and so on and so on. So
it's a question. It's like building up a puzzle.
Yes, yes.
Finalizing.
And what is interesting is because of this diversity of partners, they are not, of course, choosing the same film.
Of course,
within the six, I would say at least three or four of them are getting something, which is interesting.
Well, so the Venice Production Bridge is starting tomorrow.
Yes.
For 5 days of intense work. We're going to be here trying to interview everybody and trying to get the best out of it. I wish you all the best, and we'll talk again at the end of it. So see, if you won't be tired enough.
No, with pleasure for you, Angelo, as always.
So thanks a lot, Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Production Bridge, Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.